Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Blake Rogers Show. I am your host, no other than Blake Rogers. Well, let's dive into it. The NBA offseason, as everybody expected, was going to be crazy. Like, it was legit going to be crazy, and rumors circulating everywhere. Where's Jimmy Butler going? Where's Paul George going? Kristaps Porzingis is now on the market. I mean, Boston traded the number one pick to Philly. I mean, so many narratives going on in this offseason. And as everybody expected, I mean, the Warriors were virtually unstoppable. They were unstoppable. And all credit to Golden State. They did everything the right way. And the same way, you know, Cleveland forced Golden State to rebuild after the finals, now it's Cleveland's turn to re-up. Because Kevin Love, besides, what, game two, he really didn't show up in the NBA Finals. So you know Cleveland was trying to get rid of him from the jump. And what's interesting to me is that Indiana doesn't want Kevin Love. Chicago didn't want Kevin Love, and we're going to dive into that a little bit later. Chauncey Billups is in the running for GM. Does Chauncey want the job? Do you want to work with Dan Gilbert? After, you know, Griffin did a pretty good job doing the best he could do with the assets that was given to him. They separated. He separated with Cleveland. So where to next for Cleveland? And the Warriors got even better by acquiring Jordan Bell in the draft. Talented player from the Oregon Ducks. So, let's dive into it. As expected, Philadelphia 76ers took Markelle Fultz, University of Washington, number one overall pick. And I like it. I like the pick. I have no problem with the pick. So, you're telling me your starting five will virtually be Ben Simmons running the one, Markelle Fultz at the two, Robert Covington the three, Dario Saric the four, Joel Embiid at the five, and then you have Jahlil Okafor off the bench with Gerald Henderson, with TJ McDonald, Nick Skauskas, those boys. So, I mean, not bad. Not bad if you're Philly. The wins will keep improving, and if this squad stays healthy, and they get together for 2 or 3 years, that's a title contender. Obviously, you have to fill in the role players and get veteran role players, but if they stay healthy, this is going to be an interesting team to mess around with. You have two number one overall picks, Embiid, and people don't like Jahlil Okafor for whatever reason, but let's not forget the average 17-8 his rookie year when the process was hurt. All credits to Sam Hankey. Trust the process. I believe Brett Brown texted, you know, Sam Hankey saying thank you for having the guts to tank. Honestly, I mean, when the NBA kind of forced your hand to get out of there, you know, it's tough. It's tough. Number two, speaking to existence, the Lakers draft Lonzo Ball to essentially replace D'Angelo Russell. And people, and let me break down this trade. I know we have a future trade to break down, and we will dive into that. Just let me get through this first. Lakers fans, or NBA analysts, people who watch love NBA in general, do not be mad at Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka for moving D'Lo. You have to pay the price on moving cap. Brooklyn was just wasn't going to absorb cap just to absorb cap. They need to get something in return. And D'Lo was the person in return. As fortunate as it was, because D'Lo was progressing. I think he averaged 16 points, 5 assists. Sophomore year. And as much scrutiny that D'Angelo Russell has gotten, he has done pretty well. I mean, players who only match D'Lo's 3-point percentage, points, assists, and rebounds in the first two seasons. Steph Curry, Larry Bird, Manu Ginobili, Chris Paul, James Harden. All Hall of Famers. All who are going to be Hall of Famers. So, for D'Lo, the ceiling's nothing but up. And maybe he needed a fresh start in LA. Maybe he needed to leave LA and get a fresh start. Maybe he needed that. I mean, New York still isn't that bad. You're not going to have the weather nice all the time. Like Southern Cal. But nonetheless, I like the move that the Lakers have. And essentially, you get Brook Lopez, who's a quality center. Nice center who can shoot three, space the floor. And he's on a one-year deal. So you get even more cap room off. You don't blame Magic for getting rid of the bad cap. Get mad at Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak for signing those absurd contracts. Why would you sign Mozgov to $16 million a year? Why would you sign Dame to those contracts? Why? And just because you have the money doesn't mean you should spend it. That is something I struggle with on the daily, personally. I got the money, but I don't need to spend it. I'm riding around and I'm getting it's mine, I spend it. Sorry, I can't spend the money, dog. Not gonna be able to do it. Shout out Jalen Rose. We ball Jalen Rose. So, Lakers drafting Lonzo Ball. If we build for the future, is Paul George gonna be a Laker? I think so. And people want to look from, you know, the Lakers perspective, Cleveland perspective. Let's look at it at Indiana's perspective, shall we? Man, yawning. But let's look at it at Indiana's perspective. We'll take a Kevin Love in his prime. He's still in his prime. Maybe I don't want to say Kevin Love's past his prime because his role has been marginalized in Cleveland. And Kevin Love was hot starting the beginning of the season. So, if you're Indiana, what do you want to do? Do you want to blow everything up? I mean, is a package of Jordan Clarkson, Julius Randle, Larry Nance. I mean, basically, everybody except Ingram. Are you willing to do that? Or would you just want to trade straight up Kevin Love for Paul George and maybe a first-round pick from Cleveland for the next 2 years? Which one sounds better to you? And I want to know, which pick sounds better to you? Would you rather have Kevin Love, who's under contract, by the way, for at least another 2 years, or would you rather have Jordan Clarkson for, I believe, 2 or 3 years? Julius Randle, Larry Nance, and they're going to give you that Luol Deng contract. So do you want to absorb that, Indiana? Do you want to absorb that, Indiana? Personally, I don't. Give me Kevin Love. Who's on your team? I mean, on a bad team, he'll be your best player. On a good team, he'll be your 1A, 1B player. On a great team, third option. That's what you give it, Kevin Love. But I guarantee you, if Kevin Love goes solo dolo, he's a 20-10 guy. Some people argue that Kevin Love got a little bit too lean. I don't know. I think he's still a great player. He just marginalized when you play the likes of LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, same way Chris Bosh sacrificed. Kevin Love had to sacrifice. Numbers aren't everything, but they tell some things. And the numbers show that Kevin Love just wasn't as productive when needed to, especially in the finals. He struggled back-to-back finals. This is the second time in a row where Kevin Love does great in Eastern Conference, and when it's time to step up in the finals, he shows up maybe one game. And I think Cleveland's just sick of it. So Indiana, it all depends on you. Personally, if I'm Indiana, give me Kevin Love. Sorry, Lakers fans, I know that's not what you want to hear. And even let's look at Cleveland. If you're Cleveland, do you want to gamble on losing Kevin Love and then Paul George says, adios, I'm going to LA? I don't know. Gambles on all sides. Let's move to number 3. Boston selects Jason Tatum. Good pick, short pick. I mean, look, people said this is Josh Jackson. He has a better upside. But you know what? That's what you drafted Jaylen Brown for last year. I mean, honestly. So you want two forwards that can't score as well but extremely athletic? No, I want the offensive gifted one. There might be times where you can play Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown together. One defense, one offense. And that's okay with me. Which leads me to Boston Celtics. So we're not done with you yet. We're not done with you yet, Boston. Because something tells me you could have gotten Porzingis if you wanted to get Porzingis, Danny Ainge. You could have gotten Porzingis. Instead of trading that number one pick to Philly, why wouldn't you just trade your number one pick for Kristaps? And not only that, you have the number one pick, so take New York's eighth pick with you as well. Why wouldn't you do that? If New York, you know, if Phil Jackson was hell-bent on getting rid of Porzingis, I think that's a pretty fair trade. On New York's point of view, don't get Porzingis and my eighth overall pick for number one pick, that's kind of steep. That's kind of steep, and I think that's something that you can play well with. But I think Boston could have gotten Kristaps if they wanted to, and they needed a four. They needed a four. I argue that they needed a four more than they needed Jason Tatum, because you still have a developing Jaylen Brown, and you still have Jay Crowder on the contract. So I would give them one pick for Kristaps. So you're going to go in the offseason with who Kelly Olynyk is going to be a restricted free agent, who's going to get money due to his one game he had against the Washington Wizards. He's going to get overpaid. Somebody's going to give him about $8 to $12 million a year. So you're going in with Amir Johnson and Jonas Cherepko? No, that's not going to work for me. Unless you plan on putting Tatum at the four, which I think his body's a little bit too lean to play the four right now. I think he's just a bona fide three and maybe a two at certain occasions. So you're going to need a four. Why not trade the number one pick for Kristaps? Because I think New York would have done it. I honestly think they would have done it. But to each his own. So let's get down to it. Josh Jackson goes to the Phoenix Suns. De'Aaron Fox goes to the Sacramento Kings, as you know, we pretty much all expected. And then we get down to the nitty gritty, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jimmy Butler gets traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves for the number 16 overall pick in the draft. I'm sorry, for number 7 overall pick in the draft, Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn. If I'm Minnesota, I love the move. I love the move. Why wouldn't you love the move in Minnesota? So now you have Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins in a wings league. Like, you need wings. You need wings to win games. So I get two wings that are capable of scoring 20 points a game, who are both two-way players that are both capable of playing defense. And I have the top 5 big man in the league who should have been all NBA over DeAndre Jordan. But that's a whole different story. Who's on the trading block as well? Whole different story. If I'm Minnesota, that's a great deal. I mean, Zach LaVine, yeah, he averaged 20 before he got hurt. But was it the right 20? He wasn't a two-way player. Yes, he had heat check moments. But Jimmy Butler, Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns, you get a nice veteran star. Look for Jimmy to start playing 44, 45 minutes again. Just look for it. And Jimmy loves tips. And people rumored about it happening. That was rumored back last year. But now it actually happened. Minnesota, I love the deal. You still have to get some role players. Talk about Ricky Rubio has been the trading block ever since he got signed to Minnesota, it feels like. But I heard that, you know, Rubio's still on the block. They're going to pick up somebody in free agency, which, you know, Will Derrick Rose be coming back? Will Derrick Rose make an appearance back in Minnesota? It wouldn't surprise me. Does it fit? I don't think so. Would it surprise me? No. It wouldn't. Another guy in free agency you can look for is Jeff Teague. That wouldn't be bad either. So, I don't think Rubio's going to stay there for long. And let's say they do keep Rubio. I think it's fine. But once again, Rubio needs to get a three-point shot. And we've been saying that ever since he broke into the league. I mean, yes, he's still capable. His three-point shot got better. But still not the greatest. Not the greatest. Let's look for Chicago's point of view on this trade. Look, I think it's rebuild time. Dwayne Wade opted in. Dwayne Wade has clearly chosen that he wants the money. And rightfully so. Look, he has three championships. One he carried. You know, two, he was a 1B player. So, two and three of those ships, he's a 1B player. So, I mean, Dwayne Wade, you have nothing else to prove. I think he solidified his legacy as the top five shooting guard ever to play the game. So, Dwayne Wade, why not get the money? You're 35 years old. You're in the end of your career. You know, how much money? There's no such thing as enough money. You always want money. So Dwayne Wade, he opts in, and Chicago, I don't know. I mean, you get the number 7 overall guy, Lauri Markkanen from Arizona. Stretch 4. So you add another Nikola Mirotic on the team. Why not get Malik Monk? You need a guard. And Wade played a little bit at 3 sometimes, last time. So why not get Malik Monk, who I think is the biggest sleeper in this draft? And disappoints me that he slid all the way down to Charlotte. So Chicago, you're a dumpster fire. We knew you were going to be a dumpster fire. But you know what? On the plus side, you get Zach LaVine, who's coming off of knee surgery. You get Chris Dunn, who's unproven. So you're in a rebuild mode. You're finally getting the players that Fred Hoiberg wants. So, hey, congratulations. You still have Cameron Payne, which I don't if that amounts for anything, but whatever. Let's get more into the draft. Like I said, Malik Monk. You know, I really wanted him to go to Sacramento for selfish reasons, just to see him and Fox together. You know, backcourt, looking lit. But I think the Kings are the winners of this draft. You pick up, obviously, Zach Collins. Portland picked up Zach Collins. But you pick up Justin Jackson, a bona fide small forward, because you know Rudy Gay's leaving. So you pick up small forward and Justin Jackson, versatile scorer, lengthy, exceptional at what he does. Not a high ceiling, but a nice plug-in player right away. Not only that, you pick up Frank Jackson as well. And not only that, you pick up Harry Giles as well. Harry Giles, I don't know. Out of Duke, who's projected to be a lottery pick coming out. So Portland really won the draft. Sacramento really won the draft. Sacramento's the biggest winners of the draft. You pick up a veteran, Frank Jackson. Pick up a veteran player. And Justin Jackson as well. You pick up a veteran player in Frank Mason. You pick up a veteran player in Justin Jackson. And you also pick up Harry Giles, who's projected a lottery pick back before the big board, you know, beginning of the season. And you pick up De'Aaron Fox. And you still have Buddy Hield. You still got Scott Labrassier. You still got Willie Trill Stein. I mean, Sacramento, the upside is there. And they're the West Coast version of the Philadelphia 76ers, if you ask me. Just a whole bunch of potential. Some will flop, some will not. And that's the game that you play. The dude, point guard out of France, Frank, I'm not going to try to announce the last name, but the point guard out of France. I'll give Phil the benefit of the doubt because he had the gumption to draft Porzingis. He drafts Porzingis. Point guard out of France, haven't seen a lot of film on him. Haven't. All I know is that I've seen Malik Monk drop 47 and is a huge heat check guy. If you ask me, would you rather take Lou Williams or George Hill? I think most people will say you'll take Lou Williams. I like heat check guys. Especially when you have a shooting guard as Courtney Lee and Justin Holiday as your two guards. Why not take the combo guard and Malik Monk? Who primarily, you know, plays the two, but 6'3", you can play the one as well. Now, Charlotte has an ultra backcourt and Malik Monk and Kemba Walker. Will it work? I don't know. It might. It might work. But that's just a weird line. Like I said, I like Malik Monk. He's still the draft. I like Dennis Smith going to Dallas. I know Dallas really wanted Frank, but Dennis Smith is, you know, that's a nice instead of one as well. So, and then another thing I want to talk about, Jonathan Isaac going to Orlando. I guess this is the definition of just picking the best available talent. I'm not a fan of it because you have Aaron Gordon, and I think essentially Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac are the same players. I really think so. Both athletic, both can't shoot that well. They both are like that 3/4 type of position. Both, what, 6'10"? I mean, geez. I mean, Orlando, when do you want to shoot the ball? Let me know, Orlando, when you want to start making three-pointers. I mean, really. Alfred Payton can't shoot. Triple-doubles are nice, can't shoot. Oladipo, you traded him, not your best shooter. Out. Terrence Ross, okay, streaky shooter, I give you that. Aaron Gordon can't shoot. Jeff Green can't shoot. I mean, when is Orlando going to be good? I don't know. How many licks of a Tootsie Pop does it take for Orlando Magic to become good? I don't know. Probably a lot because I don't see them being good anytime soon. Also, I like the Lakers as they pick up Josh Hart of Villanova. Pretty solid pick. And Tony Bradley as well. Also like what Golden State did picking up Jordan Bell. I thought that was great. Thought that was smooth because Zaza Pachulia has to go. I think you keep McGee. McGee actually did pretty well. I like a headband JaVale McGee. He actually gave you quality minutes. But Zaza will not be a Warrior next year. He will not. Just so many boneheaded plays. So dreadful to watch. So Jordan Bell, extremely athletic center out of Oregon. Nice move. Caleb Swanigan going to Portland. Portland, you know, sneaky, you know, picking up bigs. You get the stretch four and Zach Collins, and then you pick up Caleb Swanigan as well. Two beefy bigs. Well, one beefy big, and then you got, you know, Collins who can stretch the floor. So, all in all, pretty interesting draft. Jared Allen from Texas going to Brooklyn to refill that void of Brook Lopez. But it's not done yet. The offseason is not done yet. This is only NBA draft. We still got a long, long season to go. With that being said, it's going to be a hell of a ride, and we're going to see what happens because Cleveland, the clock is ticking. What will you do? Because Paul George is going to Lakers. That is just my gut. As always, thank you for listening to The Blake Rogers Show. I am your host, Blake Rogers. You can find me on almightyballer.com. Yes, almightyballer.com. On iTunes as well, The Blake Rogers Show. You can also listen to The Blake Rogers Show Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Dash Radio. Get the Dash Radio app. Listen to Almighty Baller Radio. Once again, I am your host, Blake Rogers. Stay lit.